Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
It's 11 o'clock. My name is Adam Sturrock and you're listening to Radio Napier News. The headlines is Wednesday morning. Diane James has stood down from her role as leader of UKIP after only 18 days, citing that she felt she lacked authority within the party. Nigel Farage said he still considers himself to be the party leader, but would not stand in any forthcoming leadership contest.
Not at all. I've done my bit. You know, it's a pretty rotten job being leader of any political party, and I think being leader of UKIP is probably more rotten than all the others. Now, I've done my bit. I'm still very much a member of the party. I'm doing my stuff for the party here in the European Parliament, and I intend to see that process through, but no.
Scottish Conservatives leader Ruth Davidson will speak today at the Tory party conference, planning to address the issue of another independence referendum by claiming Nicola Sturgeon and the SNP do not speak for Scotland. Davidson claims the majority of Scotland are ready to move on from the debate.
But people in Scotland don't want it. The majority of people across the country in poll after poll show they don't want to go back to the divisions of another referendum. They want to move on. And that's what I'm going to be asking and urging the SNP leader to allow the country to do.
Meanwhile, an Edinburgh Brexit task force is being set up to assess risks and uncertainties for the capital arising from leaving the European Union. The news comes after Prime Minister Theresa May announced her government would trigger Article 50 and begin formal leave negotiations before the end of March next year.
I've already talked about Brexit. I'm going to be setting out the sort of economic and social reform I want to see that will deliver on what we've been talking about here at our conference, which is a country that works for everyone.
Police are appealing for witnesses with any information to call 101 after a 41-year-old man was left seriously injured in a hit-and-run in Oxgangs on Monday morning. And finally, Edinburgh's continental beer connoisseurs are set to don their lederhosen this Saturday as Oktoberfest celebrations hit Princes Street Gardens. The event runs alongside the Corn Exchange's Gin Festival, running from Friday to Sunday. Cheers to that. That's the headlines this morning. Remember to follow us at EN4 News for more updates. More details on these stories will follow on our next bulletin at 1 o'clock.
This is Radio Napier.